Aziza, the above picture shows a ball and both the shadow of the ball and the reflection of the ball in the floor. The shadow of the three-dimensional object, the ball, is two-dimensional. Not only that, if the shadow is sharp, the shadow will be a perfect ellipse, just like the shape of the Colosseum, which Mama and Mommy Pajami are seeing in Rome. In fact, that is the easiest way to draw an ellipse. You can ask your mom to put her big exercise ball out in the sun so that there is a clear shadow. Then take a chalk and mark the periphery of the shadow. Voila! You will have a perfect ellipse. Not only that, this is the way in which the ellipse was first defined by a sharp cookie whose name was Apollonius and who lived in Perga. Now that town unfortunately is in ruins, but people still go and see it. However, it is not in Italy. It is in another country with a very funny name. I'm not kidding. That country's name is Turkey. And there you can go see the ruins of the town Perga, where this sharp cookie once lived. About that reflection also, I have told your mom and dad before, it's very interesting. It tells us about the existence of dimensions bigger than three, a dimension four. Though the reflection looks just like the ball, the orientation of the ball changes. That is, if there are clockwise hairs sprouting on the ball, when you look at the shadow, it will appear that those hairs go anti-clockwise. And there is no way in which you can, in our three dimensions, do that thing by going to the ball, to its reflection. Okay.